Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad I'm where I am, too, because I'm in Denver, Colorado, broadcasting live from the American Small Business Development Centers Conference, ASBDC, Association of Small Business Developers is the actual name. I always stick that American in there sometimes accidentally. But it's the Association of Small Business Development Centers, a wonderful organization, an organization that does not get the credit that they deserve for the work that they do. These are dedicated people who just love what they do, and I admire them. I'm going to do everything I can do to support them because they're supporting you, small business owners, and you're going to find out more about that as you have from me in the past over the years, but we're going to find out more about that in the next hour and over the next day or so. In front of me is Mark Petrelli. Mark is State Director of the Illinois Small Business Development Centers. He's also the chairman of the ASBDC this year, the outgoing chairman, and we're going to get him in here to talk to us about what the SBDCs do and what this national organization does and why you should care. Mark, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. It's good to have you here, and thank you for hosting me and for allowing me to contribute to and be a part of this great event.
Oh, sure. We are so delighted that you're here, Jim. We really appreciate your support for all of the Small Business Development Centers and definitely for our annual professional development conference.
Well, thank you. You're welcome, and it's something, it's part of what we do. And Mark, talk to the audience about what an SBDC is.
Well, a Small Business Development Center is basically a tremendous resource for pre-venture and existing small businesses. Mm-hmm. We are basically, the Small Business Development Center program is a partnership with our primary stakeholder, our federal funding agency, excuse me, the U.S. Small Business Administration, right, as well as universities, state governments, local governments, community colleges, on and on in terms of the partners. Basically, the program consists of 63 different state and regional lead centers, again, mm-hmm, that are hosted by either universities or, in some cases, state departments of development and commerce.
Like in your state.
Like we are in Illinois, hosted mm-hmm by our Department of Commerce, mm-hmm, yes.
Other people are going to be on. In fact, Robin Nasher is going to be on. I think she's with a community college. Hosted by Community College. A little bit later on, Jody Keene is going to be here. I think she is with George Mason University, a larger university. So
exactly,
all these different, this is a partnership, yes, among all these different organizations that come together, ladies and gentlemen, really, and this is not an overstatement, folks. They come together for one purpose, and that's to help small business owners.
Bottom line, that's it, Jim. And again, when someone gets in touch with a Small Business Development Center, they can expect to get some outstanding information regarding starting up or various aspects of managing and running a small business, helping them to grow the business. We provide outstanding training programs and educational programs for those business owners, mm-hmm, and entrepreneurs and managers. And again, the great thing about this, again, it is a partnership. Right. There are obviously public dollars involved. The one-on-one counseling that's provided, that consulting, those services that are provided, are actually provided at no charge, mm-hmm, to that client.
Yep. And the phone calls, the visits in their offices, the visits to the small businesses' offices.
Right, right. And that's one of the tremendous things about the program. And again, mm-hmm, and we've also demonstrated time and time again that there's a tremendous return from those services,
right,
that are provided, both in terms of what that business is able to accomplish and also the return back to the federal and state government in the,
right,
way of additional revenues generated by those businesses.
Exactly.
So,
how many SBDCs are there approximately, and how many counselors like Robin are there?
Oh, my. We have, I want to say we have upwards of, I'm thinking probably 2,500 counselors at minimum,
right.
And well over 1,000 different locations spread throughout the country.
Often, right? Often associated folks with as we said, with higher institutions of higher learning.
Yes.
Sometimes nearby to the Chamber of Commerce, maybe in an economic development building like where the
Chamber
of Commerce
would be. Right, maybe co-located with the Chamber, work very closely with the Chamber.
What's the best way to find you in the website in the phone book?
Best way to find us in the phone book would to look under Small Business Development Center.
Yeah.
And you'd be able to find them right there. You can go to our organization, right. Our ASBDC-US.org website,
right. Mm-hmm.
And that you can click on.
There's a map there.
The state. There's a map there. You can find the
you
location.
Click on your state, and there'll be a name, address, and a phone number,
down.
And an email, and website, and
exactly,
and everything.
And
there.
Very soon, we're revamping our website, and you're going to be able to go there and actually identify, put in your location, your zip code, and it'll pop right up for you and give you closest Small Business Development Center.
What's it been like for you to be the chairman of this organization?
Oh, it's been phenomenal. It's been phenomenal. As you were saying earlier, just, the work that the people do that are involved in this program is just amazing. As you indicated, I don't think there's anybody involved that's actually doing it for the money. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
It's a passion, Jim.
That,
it really
and
is.
You see that.
It's
and
a passion.
That kind of raw passion where you're not, where they're just giving back.
Exactly.
It's a form of agape love. It's where you help people. When you're prepared to help somebody you don't even know, that's agape love. That's what the Greeks called it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And it's something that's phenomenal from my standpoint in heading up a state program this last year. I'm actually finishing my fourth year as a member of the board of directors of the National Association.
Right.
And so I've been able to experience a lot of that, not just in my own state, but throughout the country. And it's phenomenal. What these people do, what our counselors and consultants and trainers do is amazing.
And against some pretty tough odds because you don't have the funding you need.
No. But, it's a constant struggle.
And folks, I will tell you, if you need help in your small business, you actually, this is an incredible win-win situation. You getting an SBDC to help you actually helps them other people.
Oh, sure.
Showing
definitely.
Up. Letting them record your activity with them helps them to support their numbers to get more funding from federal, state, local, whatever funding mechanism.
Oh, sure.
They have.
Yeah.
So
yes.
It really does. Mark, thank you for being here. And we got, as you know, we're gonna talk to some folks who are out there where the rubber meets the road.
That's right.
I know
that's
you have
exactly
been.
Right. Right there. With
Robin Lasher is going to be here, and Jody Keene is going to be here in a little bit. But thank you for all you've done for this organization, all you do for small business owners, and congratulations on a great 10 years as chairman of the ASBDC.
Well, thank you, Jim. Thank you very much, and it has been a true pleasure to be here.
And Mark, by the way, folks, is from Illinois, as I think I mentioned a minute ago. Quick break, 20 after, right back with Robin Lasher. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.